Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What the hell happened?
What happened, Mickey? Well, that was a blankety-blank show.
It really was. Now, Mick, I know you have to be professional, but when you're covering these things, even in your head, do you ever think, what the F was that? Do you even allow yourself to think such things during a game?
Of course.
Good.
Especially yesterday. My God.
So, do we...
You know, let's put it this way, and I don't know, I mean, all week long, what did we say about the Saints? Well, that was the Panthers,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Well, now it's the Cowboys.
Yep.
Now, they may be something. I don't know. It's only two games.
Right? I hope they are.
But the Cowboys, I mean, what a diabolical change from the first game to the second game, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to figure. And so we thought we knew. Well, now we don't know. I don't think we know either way, right?
Yeah.
But, my God, this was going to – and we talked about it Friday, right? I think I pointed out that this was going to be the test.
Yes.
If they've solved their inability to stop the run.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Well, yeah.
190 yards rushing.
Specifically, your article entitled, Needing to Ace This Run Defense Exam. Now, Mick, the example that I used – that my wife didn't totally love is it feels like they went to a frat party the night before, got super drunk, were hungover, and made it late to the exam.
Yes.
I'm not
going
to even give them that excuse.
Fair.
You know, and they tried their very best against the Saints' heavy run formations to, you know, play three linebackers. Well, if the offensive line doesn't do a better job than that, their linebackers were getting picked off left and right because the Saints offensive line dominated.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
They tried going big, you know, and you know, we assume Mozzie Smith got bigger. They got bigger when they kept trying to play Linville Joseph and Jordan Phillips. Those three guys, now get this, those three guys zeroed out on the stat line. Nothing.
Wow.
Not even an assist. So in two games, those three guys have one assisted tackle.
Oof.
Now, it's one thing not to make tackles, but it's another thing just not to hold down the fort. And the Saints figured out how to attack the edges, and they got there regularly because not only were those guys not holding down the fort – they were allowing, as I said, the linebackers to get picked off. And then what do you got? You know, you got 200-pound cornerbacks trying to make tackles. You know, that's kind of no way to win games. And if you look at the tackle charts, the third and fourth most tackles on the team were a safety, Donovan Wilson, and then Trayvon Diggs with five, and Kalen Carson with four. So, yeah, you got to do a better job up front. And they didn't hold down the edges, and that included Micah Parsons, by the way.
Yep.
And whoever they tried to put out there just couldn't do the job. And boy, whatever you call the speed run to the outside. With Alvin Kamara, who's, by the way, a handful.
He's still got it.
Right?
He's got more left than I thought he had.
Yeah. And boy, does he hit that edge, in a hurry. But again, yeah, they failed the test. So now they passed one, stopping the run, and got right back to where they were last year against the run in this game. And, you know, I know the Ravens are coming in 0-2, but they sort of like to run the ball. So now what?
Yeah, and that's the – so it looked like, Mickey, and as more and more, that they didn't prepare for this type of running scheme.
But they knew. They knew.
It just looked like they didn't, though. They could have known, but they didn't. They couldn't beat anybody on that offensive line.
I mean, it was the same thing San Francisco did, right? It's kind of a knockoff.
Very
of that,
similar, yes.
That system. They went for 170 against the Cowboys, and they knew about...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How they were going to have to fill gaps and hold down the fort up front so the linebackers can make play. And they just didn't do it. And they knew going in this is what's coming. And they just couldn't execute it. And I think there's probably a cheap line in there about executing, right?
Yeah, there is.
The old Tampa Bay quote. Yes.
and so like you just pointed out, though, is now Zimmer has to fix that somehow.
Yeah, and the other thing is, so if you're selling out to stop the run, you know.
You're going to get beat over top.
Maybe you can, at least get some sort of pass rush. They sacked him once and hit him once. That's it. But again, when you're facing second and three and third and one, and it's really hard to mount a really good pass rush when all they got to do is kind of throw a little out to Kamara and it's a first down. But again, I'm trying to find this. I don't know if anybody ever keeps it though. But it's got to be a record, right? Six straight possessions to start a game scoring a touchdown?
It was unbelievable. My wife asked me, what's gone so wrong? And I said, well, the Saints have scored six touchdowns, and I'm almost positive they've only had the ball six times. And she's like, oh. That's
Do you good. Realize, I and I went back, and if my math is correct, it took them 47 minutes of game time to finally stop him from scoring a touchdown. And it was a deflected pass for an interception.
Yep.
47 minutes. The Saints now started off the first game with nine consecutive points or scoring on nine consecutive possessions. And now add six to that. That's 15 consecutive possessions to start two games.
Unbelievable.
Scored, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Are they for real? I guess the Eagles will find out next Sunday.
Man, I hope so. I really want to see them get pounded into the ground.
How about those Saints fans? They know how to cheer.
Well, they were in the majority. I got a feeling. If I heard "Who Dat" one more time, it wasn't the Cowboys, though. I'll tell you that to answer their question.
Hey, to go along with that, because I've been like desperately looking for anything even remotely fun about this game. Did you go hang out with Tom Brady, Jake Paul, and Mike Tyson before the game at all?
I don't know that I hung out with him, but I saw him there, and that all started at about the 50-yard line way before, like early warm-ups with the Fox crew out there and those two out there and whoever else was out there. And poor Brandon Aubrey was trying to back up to attempt 50-yard field goals, and they were in his way.
Right. How much do you know
Thank
about
God
Jake
for
Paul?
Him. You asked for something good. 8-for-8 on field goals to start this season.
There you go. Yeah, well, that's the mark, Kevin.
That's impressive.
There's the positive. We got
there
something
we go.
Going there.
And 4-of-4 from 50.
Jinx is in.
Mickey, side note, how many Jake Paul pay-per-views have you ever ordered?
Zero. How many will I order? Zero.
Are you going to go to the Mike Tyson fight?
After seeing Mike Tyson out there, nah.
Oh, he doesn't look like he's prepared for the moment.
Well, I don't know, but he's kind of shrinking.
I'm with you.
I thought he was taller than that, and it didn't look like, I don't know if he was 200 pounds. And he was having, his walking ability, and is he going to go two minutes in eight rounds?
So what I'm hearing is Mick saying, take Jake Paul
and
take
me over.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I've never seen him fight either, like a real boxing match. Right?
Well, but whether or not that's actually transpired is debatable.
Does he get to use his feet?
No, he does not.
No, right? Straight boxing. But yeah, I saw him. I was down there on the sideline when everybody was around him, and the Cowboys got hit harder than he ever hit in the
Yeah, that's a great point. Mickey bringing the heat this morning. Thank you very much, good sir. We will
fix it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll regroup mentally and bring more questions for you.
Somebody
tomorrow.
Asked me about it, and I said, oh, I'm going to the ranch right now. The Star right now, try to fix this thing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let me know what you get out of that. So I'm very curious. Thank you very much,
sir. Take care.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.